Las Vegas paid $23 million guaranteed this March for a receiver coming off a season as his own team's fourth target. Jalen Naylor at pick 156, receiver 60, is one of the strangest tickets on the board. The market isn't pricing what he's done. It can't be. It's pricing what a front office just told everyone it believes. This season, his last in Minnesota, all 17 games, 29 catches on 53 targets for 444 yards and 4 touchdowns. Career highs in catches and yards, and still 5.1 half PPR points a game, 73rd among receivers per game, 60th in total, on an 11% target share behind Jefferson, Addison, and Hawkinson. The per game rate actually slipped from the year before, 6-1 to 5-1, because the counting stats grew slower than the games did. The tree above him explains it. Jefferson drew 141 targets, Addison 79, Hawkinson 66, Naylor's 53 came fourth.
The career.
A six-round pick whose 4 years read 3-6, 1-5-6, 1-5-1 points a game. The 2024 season, 28 catches, 6 touchdowns, is the flash the contract remembers. It also came on almost identical usage to last year.
The pattern read, precisely because there's a trap here, his touchdown share, 0.24, sits over our receiver fade cohort's entry line, but the cohort conditions on top 48 per game production, and he ranked 80th. Outside the door, the fade does not fire. We don't round players in, and the friendlier pattern can't reach him either. Targets per game replicate at 0.79, the stickiest stat in football, but stickiness projects last year's volume, and last year's volume is what produced receiver 73. No pattern in our library converts $35 million into a target share.
Muffed!
So here's what the market is actually buying, dated. Vegas signed him March 9th, 3 years, $35 million, 23 guaranteed, per PFT, a hometown ticket for the Bishop Gorman product, per the Review Journal. In a reunion, Kirk Cousins, signed as the new bridge quarterback, overlapped with him in Minnesota and told the team site in June, quote, every time Jalen got opportunities, he showed what he could do. The room he joins is young and flat, Tree Tucker, the top returning wideout, second-year Jack Beck and Dante Thornton, and Brock Bowers, healthy again after the knee that wrecked his 2025, as the offense's alpha. Jacoby Myers was traded to Jacksonville at last November's deadline, so the outside job is wide open. Vegas also drafted Fernando Mendoza first overall in April. The quarterback plan is a bridge with a clock on it. Clint Kubiak, hired in February off Seattle's Super Bowl staff, runs the offense on a roster that went 3-14.
The price? WR60 at pick 156 for the per game WR73. The market paying a full tier above the resume on the strength of the contract in the room. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite a target share that has never existed, and we won't fade $23 million guaranteed plus an open depth chart plus a quarterback who asked for him either. That combination is how sixth-round flashes become starters. The caveat, spoken, if Bowers is the alpha and Tucker keeps the volume he led the team with, $23 million guaranteed can still end up the room's third wheel. Vegas paid for a projection, and projections are exactly what we don't do. Watch the first team snaps in August, outside versus rotation, and the end zone looks. 4 scores on 53 targets was the efficient version. If September gives him 5+ targets a game, the contract was right and the price will move fast. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.